This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 12th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest is North Carolina Republican Congressman David Rauser. He's interested to see how the Supreme Court Chevron ruling will impact rural and ag issues.
What's going to be interesting, though, just to see how far we can test the limits of the Chevron reversal. That ruling from last week is going to loom large. Whether that will only apply to executive orders and rules and regulations moving forward, or whether or not that's flexible enough to apply to those things that have been put in place retroactively.
Rauser expects committee leaders to observe regulatory action through a new lens.
I think you'll see most of the major committees in Congress sending letters, bringing folks from the administration to the table here to look at all the aspects that ruling would impact in terms of programs in all of these departments. I think you'll see the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, for example. I think you'll see the Agriculture Committee, Ways and Means, Energy and Commerce. I think you'll see a lot of committees really diving in to analyze the departments under their jurisdiction to see what rules and regulations would run afoul of the Chevron reversal.
Rauser says congressional leaders will have certain questions for agency leaders.
I think what we've got to do is pull the right people to the table, look at all the rules that are in place, and take a look and see if they measure up the Supreme Court ruling or not. And in many cases, they're not. Almost all rules and regulations that are in place that have had an economic or detrimental economic impact were put in place under the Chevron doctrine.
Rauser says the GOP message for their national convention next week will resonate with voters.
Folks are very, very concerned about the open border, the number of terrorists that are coming across, the crime in their communities. They're very, very concerned about inflation. It is just absolutely crushing every household. And those that are lower income and middle income really bear the brunt of it. We've got to grow the economy. You've got to have new innovation. We need to make the tax cuts permanent that are about to expire. We need to roll back onerous rules and regulations and bring certainty again to the economic workplace. We need to be the number one place for folks to invest and innovate.
Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. We'll also suggest that AgriPulse Phil Brasher and Lydia Johnson will be in Milwaukee with the GOP convention next week. This week's open mic guest is Donnell Rehagen of Clean Fuels Alliance America. In 2020, with production at about 2.5 billion gallons, Rehagen says the group set a lofty goal for 2030.
We're probably going to be 5 billion gallons this year. So we've almost doubled from 2020 through 2024. So we're well on our way to that, reaching that 6 billion gallon goal, and likely well ahead of 2030.
Rehagen says the next mark is 15 billion gallons by 2050. Headwinds include available feedstocks and producing fuel that satisfies a variety of diesel engines.
Making sure that our fuels, biodiesel, renewable diesel, and the on-road sector can work in every single one of those, that's probably our biggest challenge going forward. We continue to have a very robust technical program funded most in part by the U.S. Soybean Checkoff Program that continues to try to knock down those barriers, answer those questions, make those OEMs comfortable.
As well, open mic with Donnell Rehagen. It's available now at www.agripulse.com. Finally, the USDA's WASDE report put the corn carry at just over 2 billion bushels next year, soybeans down at 435 million, and wheat up at 856 million bushels. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have the right to repair their own equipment thanks to a series of memorandums of understanding between the American Farm Bureau Federation and major agricultural machinery manufacturers, including John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. Learn more at fb.org/right to repair. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.